thousands of people with no water as the dispute over workers' pensions continues. Talks between management and unions broke up last night. NI Water say a final offer has been made on the pension changes and will be put to staff later. In the middle of all this, the political blame game has been in full swing. Is it really helping those who can't heat their homes, wash themselves and flush their toilets? We'll speak to the Regional Development Minister, Danny Kennedy, in just a moment or two. Our reporter, Nicola Weir, is in Kesh in County Fermanagh, one of the areas affected by the problem. Nicola, who have you got with you?
Yes, Stephen, I've been doing sort of a whistle-stop tour of the West this morning. I've been out since about 5 o'clock. I've visited Dromore, Kesh, Irvingstown, Pettigo, some of the areas that have been greatly affected by the water losses. Now, speaking to some of the shop owners in some of those small towns, they tell me that the water in the main part of the town has been turned back on, but it's the outlying areas that seem to have the main problems. I have actually been speaking to some people who've been out collecting water in Pettigo, and one of the gentlemen I've been speaking to, he said that really this needs to be sorted out, particularly whenever it comes to elderly folk who live here.
Well, it's not that pleasant for old folks. It's all right for people that can manage to carry water. It's most unpleasant when people haven't got help and you try to find the old folks that need help.
And the weather conditions are appalling around here. It's like a sheet of black ice on the roads, which is obviously hindering people who maybe want to come out and get some water. But what's it been like living in your house without maybe flushing the loo, getting a glass of water?
We're in an area where things like this used to happen regularly, not just water, but more often electricity. And you get used to having different sorts of heating, plenty of water storage. You'd have water butts, you'd have a fairly big tank in your attic, despite the fact nowadays it's not the done thing. You just try to make sure that you're able to cope. But the problem is, again, that the old folks in houses nearby don't have these things.
How long have you been off supply for?
Since it went off completely, yesterday morning there's been absolutely none, nothing coming out of the tap. Since Sunday it's been down to just a trickle. So... But quite lucky because I can walk across the border and have as much water and heating and electricity as I want, which is only another, what, half a mile? So
you vacated your house to go across the border?
Well, I can, and I invite friends down to another house to have a shower. They can have showers, whatever they like.
Obviously, as I said, you know, you can walk across the border. You're one of these lucky chaps that's on their way to get a cup of tea. But what have people around here, your neighbours, been telling you? I mean, it's a very rural area. We do have a lot of farmers.
The farmers do have a problem. I suppose, again, they're going to have to learn to store their own water. We have plenty of water coming out of the sky. The unfortunate thing is, if the infrastructure's there but the people aren't willing to run it to provide water, we'll have to learn how to cope. It's not that difficult. It's not rocket science learning how to store some water when it's free.
And as I say, you can go to a friend's house, but what do you miss most about being in your house and not being able to do, which you do regularly with water?
I personally don't mind any of this because I'm fit and able to go out and help. I feel sorry for the people who are not able to go out, not able to get out and do something. I mean, to be able to get out even on a cold morning like this and help somebody else is half the battle.
Well, I'm not asking if I can come to your house for a cup of tea because I have to go elsewhere. You go on your way across the border.
Right, thank you very
much. Thank you very much. Bye. Bye-bye.
So obviously with you, Nicola, that's a snapshot of what it's like today. And we can see some calls coming in already, more and more calls coming into us already this morning, once again, of people affected by this. But not just people affected by this, other people in the country elsewhere who've got water, but are getting frustrated that this has not been sorted out. Here's the number today, 08459 555 678. And if you look at the essence of this story, you've got the union saying that the pension contribution that their members are being asked to make, the increase in that pension contribution, it's not tolerable. And you've got NI Water essentially saying, do you know what? Times have changed. We're paying enough. We're paying 26% of a contribution. That's good enough in these times. You've got a hairdresser with you, Nicola, as well this morning.
I do indeed. I was just going to say that gentleman I spoke to just epitomises the country spirit here. People do group together, band together, try to help each other out. But he's one of the lucky ones. He can walk across the border and get a cup of tea. But yes, I'm in Kesh, and another thing that you can't get around here is a signal, so you're lucky I'm coming live to you at the moment. But I'm joined by Rachel Anderson, and she runs the hairdressers here. I'm just standing opposite the hairdressers. And Rachel, you have had a pretty tough time, particularly with running a business.
Yes, we had the close yesterday when we come in and try the taps, but there's no water, so we had to close up shop because we can't do no hair, we can't rinse hair, do not wash it or anything, so we had to close yesterday.
And has it hit your business quite hard?
Oh, it has, you know, in January it's a hard enough time, so you like to keep the business open, but whenever you can do nothing, you can't really stay in.
And do you live locally, Rachel?
I live in the town as well. Having no water at home as well is a problem. I had to leave the house last night at 9 o'clock to come fill up jugs of water and bottles of water out of the church there across the street. So it's hard.
Is your water on this morning? You know, your business is on. Is it your own home water on?
Yeah, like about 7:30, tried the water and the water came on this morning. So I was lucky enough this morning. It's nice to get washed.
Do you have small children around? Do you have a family?
No, I don't, no. But I'd pity anybody that does, for it's hard enough. I've seen ones on Facebook, you know, even works in the home here in Caish, and had to bring residents to local hotels to get them washed and all.
And what has been the worst thing about living without water? How long have you been living without water?
Well, it went off on Sunday for a few hours, but it wasn't too bad. But it was off all day yesterday. It's tough now, so it is. And last night, whenever you're trying to wash dishes from dinner and that, you get nothing done.
And your business is open again. Hopefully customers will come back in. We know one customer's in there at the minute, Margaret. She refused to speak to you, Stephen. I don't know what's going on there. She's obviously scared of you. But business is opening again here in Caish. Although, as I have said to you, it's the rural areas, the outlying areas, the farmers who are living outside of this town who are suffering still.
All right. Well, plenty of people suffering. Nicola, thank you for that.